And we're back. You're listening to Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast, and I am so happy to be back. And Debbie is my and she's happy too, aren't you, girl?
Yes, so happy. Last one standing. Here we are.
Yeah, ready to go. Debbie is so excited about Last One Standing, and so am I. I really believe, Debbie, that this is exactly what Naked and Afraid needed. I mean, we have 15 seasons of two partners going out, and I think this is something to give the legends something to step up their game. What do you think?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think in the executive producer meeting, like whoever raised their hand, they need a raise. They need a raise for sure.
Mm-hmm. They need a raise. This is really great. So let's talk about the teams. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to go team by team. And first we have Matt Wright and Gwen Grimes. What do you think?
I think they make a great pair. They fit well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I just love everybody. Okay. Let me calm down because I get too excited.
You are excited. Okay. Yeah. So everybody's favorite is Matt Wright, right?
He's a favorite,
Except us. I mean, he's my favorite survivalist of all time. But so then we have Gary Golding. Now, this is the first time that you've actually met Gary. What do you think about Gary?
I love Gary. Actually, I seen him. It was the XL when the sap got in his eyes, which is my favorite season of all, and all my legends, you know, that come from that season are here. So like, don't wait for me. Exactly. But I do. He wasn't there long, right? He tapped out, or he got medically tapped, or he had to tap.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm excited. I hear a lot of good things that, you know, a lot of people are rooting for him.
They are rooting for him. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Gary's partner?
The sexy one? Oh. was? Yes. Oh my God. He looks great. I think he looks great.
Yes.
I'm excited. Now, I think they make a good pair.
Well, you know, if anybody can handle Waz, I mean, Gary, it's Waz.
It would be Waz, yeah.
So what do you think about Jeff?
Now, Jeff, I've only seen a little bit of him. I didn't know really what to expect. I like him. Sorry, I like him. I do.
I like him too. He is loud. And be honest, what'd you call him though? What name did you call Jeff?
What did I say?
You said he was a little.
A little. No, I don't remember.
A little weasel.
Yes, little weasley. Yes. Mm-hmm. On one of the situations. Yeah, I'm like,
right. Wow. But we still love him.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, he's the perfect villain. He doesn't hurt anybody. I mean, he's just out for himself, very cocky, and I like him. And Debbie likes
and
him too.
He's there to get it. He ain't playing around. I'm sorry. I think that's how you had to show up. Yeah.
So do you think he has a shot?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. What about his partner, Stacy?
I like Stacy. I like her too. I don't know much about her. I know the situation. There was a couple of situations where she seemed like she got frustrated, but, you know, they worked it out.
I think everybody gets frustrated with Jeff, so moving on. What did you think about Amber?
Oh, I love Amber also.
Yes.
So, was it Amber and Wes?
Yes.
I thought they'd make a great team. I think everybody was paired. I mean, I got my favorites, you know, but everyone was paired good.
Well, I was a little disappointed that Wes and Gwen weren't paired up. I just think that would have been a really good magic, you know, moment since they've been paired before. Wes is my favorite. Okay. I really wanted Wes and Gwen to make an alliance and bring the money home. But as we all know, that happened, but let's keep going. So what about Sarah? Sarah and Steven?
Sarah and Steven, yes. Mm-hmm. I think they complement each other well. They're going to work together. I mean, they're already getting it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess we're going to save the best for last, which is your boy, Dan. What'd you think about Dan?
I mean, right when he got off the vehicle, mm-hmm. I was just mesmerized.
Yes.
And I like Chini, too. I do. I did see her episode of Solo. I like her. I like them. I like them together. Something different.
Yes. And they are both smart. You know, she went through Sears training. You know, very few women go through that. And I'm just like amazed by her. You know, she is great. I think she is perfect on this show. And to be paired with Dan is amazing.
Lucky.
But we didn't see a lot of them on the show now, did we?
Yeah. Nope, we didn't, but I don't think that means anything.
No, really that doesn't mean anything because, you know, we all watch the show. If you're listening to or watching this podcast, you watch the episode, you watch the premiere. So we're not going to go step by step through it. We're going to get into the dirt. So let's go with the preview, the beginning of the show. They show Dan running in the beginning. So we know Dan's still in there because he's running like all get out. And then they show Gary running with a short knife. And I'm like, So somewhere in there, Gary gets a short knife. And then they show Gary in the tree getting an animal. So we know that he finds the second, you know, the second animal.
Yeah.
And then they show a competition with Matt Wright finishing the figure four first. And he's like, yeah, see you guys later. And I really like that. Showing off his skills and the build, being a little bit competitive. I like that a lot. And he deserves it. If there's anybody that can talk and walk the walk, it's Matt.
Yeah.
And sure. And then they show Matt on a ladder. Jeff talking about how there's a target on his back. And you know what? There is a target on Jeff's back. We like him. You like him. But he put that target on his own back. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I do feel like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That. They're going to try to get him out first.
Yes.
Per se.
Yeah. And my favorite part of the whole show was Matt telling Jeff off. I was like, you go, boy. I love that. That was like the preview, like, don't complain. And I was like, ooh, Matt, tell him.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of that. We've seen a little bit of it, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about what else happened in the preview, which scared the mess out of me. And I don't like it, but we have to deal with it. It looks like they're having a prayer circle. And next to Matt, you know, Matt's crying and he looks like he's in pain. It looks like he's crying. And there's Gary, there's Jeff there. Waz is standing up. I don't know. Didn't look good. It almost looked like Matt got hurt.
Yeah, or like they were praying or something.
No. I mean, it was a prayer circle, but I think he was hurt. He was crying. He was crying about something. Yeah. I don't like that they gave that little tease away. We'll have to find out what it means. But then you also saw Waz hugging somebody.
I was freaking out. I'm like, who's he hugging in there? It seems like they're crying. Like, they're saying he's saying goodbye or something.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Now, you thought Waz was hugging who?
Dan.
But it's not Dan. I'm 100% sure that, I'm 100% sure it was Gary. I might be wrong. I've been wrong before, but it was Gary that he was hugging. And they do a highlight of Dan with his flower. I'm telling you. Dan is just, he always has the best accessories ever, but that's not what we're talking about.
That was cute.
All right. So where do you want to get started? What did you think about the concept of the show?
Oh, I love that they put them in close proximity, going after the same, like they got empty bags, going after the same accessories.
I love how she calls it accessories. Girl, these are tools to survive. Tools. Not accessories.
Surviving tools. like their purse. They had to get their purse. Yeah. But some choose to do, you know, do it a certain way, and some choose to do it another way. Yeah, I think that's okay, too.
Well, I think the smartest way to do this was get the pot, get the fire starter. janky knife, but I do think it's very important to go after those big ticket items. I do think that was important. Dan and Cheney decided to focus on their shelter. And honestly, I think the reason why Cheney was in that mindset, because she just got off a solo the last time and it was freezing. She did not want to be freezing again.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they had that mindset. But everybody else was like, we must get all the extras.
Yeah. And they did. They did a good job. They did. Getting out there. Mm-hmm. They froze a little more than Dan and Cheney did, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they went out there and got it. So Jeff is counting steps while he's, you know, looking for the items. And he's like, you know, I studied this in college, or I studied this way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And he's using his finger for the guide. Matt is using a stick. So he cut the stick to match the key and used it that way. Both methods work. Are you more of a, let me use my pinky kind of gal? Or are you more like, let me cut a stick so this can be 100% exact?
I think I had to do this before, and I think I was like with my finger.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a stick person. I want to be as exact as possible, but both methods work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could tell that Gwen was kind of like, well, this is about Matt getting his bow, which I don't care. It was about Matt getting the bow. Matt needs the bow. Matt is a bow hunter. He's the best with it, and it gives them a big advantage. And I think they were smart by going in there and getting the bow. Well, they didn't get it, but looking for the bow,
right?
Which really bothered me. They seemed so calm and chalant about it. Like, what's up with that?
And I feel like they were closer to it than anybody else. Like, not many people were searching for that particular one. Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't understand why they were so calm. I would have been worried. I would have been sleeping underneath that bow.
Right.
There's no way that anybody's going to get that bow before me. So they must have been very close.
Yeah, because the three other pairs, or pairs, ran by the other one. So, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on. Great strategy in the beginning when Matt was like, hey, don't show them our map. And then Gwen was like, no, I want to see if the maps are the same. And
oh, yeah.
That was great.
Well, I thought, oh, he's right. But they were the same. But I'm like, oh, what if they weren't the same?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they got to be careful.
Yeah. So that, I thought that was very, very smart. So they're going to be migrating every 7 days. So let's talk about the shelter. Your shelter, how good does it need to be considering that you're going to be moving every 7 days? That's something you have to really think about. I think that the shelter does need to be somewhat waterproof and warm, even though it's only going to last 7 days, because if you get too burnt out, too cold, too sick, you're not going to be able to move to the next one.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
However, everybody got meat.
Oh, yeah. They did. They did. That was a great find, a great share. They all came together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not always going to be like that, you know?
I don't know. If I had all that meat, you're in a really good position to maybe to barter a little bit. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. What do you think?
So you liked his concept of trading, going to Asquaz for the bow and, like, do a trade?
Yeah. I like that idea. I mean, it puts both of you at an advantage. You get something in return. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with lending it to people, which Waz did. And I think that's very noble. We got to remember, Waz has children looking at this at home. I mean, got to be noble. So I think it's very noble. I'm not knocking Waz for, you know, not trading. I'm not knocking Waz for giving. I'm just saying it's a valid concept to barter.
Yeah. In a competition.
Yes.
You know,
and this is a competition.
Waz
is smart. He knows what he's doing. I'm not worried about Waz. Yeah. But, you know, you remember that quote about Matt? You can't trust Jeff.
No. For sure you can. I mean, it's true.
Mm-hmm. But I'm really kind of surprised that Matt has so much trickery in him. He's like, yeah, I just want to let you know we found the bow. And I'm like, play on words? Let's talk about the sickness that happened so quickly.
With Gwen? With her blood pressure, Amy.
Yes.
Are you talking about me? Don't be talking about me.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. But I'm just saying, like, her blood pressure is serious. And the numbers that they were rattling off, they sounded really high to me. And I was worried.
Yeah. Right away, I was like, oh. And it was day one or two. And I'm thinking she's probably not even at her highest point of dehydration yet. You know, they just got there or whatever. I'm like, I got way worse. Way worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, so we're getting towards the end of the episode, and everybody's like, oh my gosh. Like, in my mind, 100%, I knew that my girl, Gwen, was going to be tapping. I knew it. I mean, she has to be medically tapped. So I knew it. Mm-hmm. But they led us up to believe that if one person taps, the other person taps.
I was like, what is going on?
Right, but I knew by the preview. Remember we went over that long thing of the preview of the little teases they gave? Mm-hmm. If Matt's in a prayer circle and everybody looks different, somebody had on shoes, all that kind of stuff, I knew it was later on in the show.
Right. I knew he was there.
Yes, I knew he was there. So I knew that either Gwen was not going to tap or they were going to use the medical tap as an excuse.
Right.
I knew it right then. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen here. But I am going to tell you this. Mind blown when Amber
met up. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either. I was like, oh. But they didn't have much of a shelter either. Man, that was a tough one. I was a little upset.
I'm confused. I'm confused. I mean, honestly, so they show everybody has bags. Wes, okay, hang on. Let me put my coffee down because I want to talk about this. This is important to me. So Wes is so smart. He has the bag on his head because that's where you lose all your body heat is on top of your head. He has no hair. So he has the bag on there. He's using the mat as a mini blanket. Wes and Amber didn't get a lot. Like, they were out searching. Mm-hmm. They didn't get much. So why their shelter wasn't more warm, I don't know.
Yeah, because she does say, like, oh, I regret not working on the shelter at first.
Right. And so then in the very beginning. Yes. And do you remember in the very beginning of the show, she mentions hypothermia? And I was like, Okay. Yeah. So the medic comes. Let me take your temperature. He takes her temperature with this old rinky-dink thermometer.
Yeah, I was a little shocked there too. I'm like, that's how they're gonna take her temperature
under her arm. And then he says your core temperature is so and so Celsius, and I was like, well, you know me, I was like, what the heck, I don't know what that means, so and so Celsius. And then he spits off what it is in Fahrenheit, like that. And I was like, there's no way he did that math in his head that fast.
Well, he's a medic.
You think he did the math that fast? Honestly?
Maybe.
Hey, guys, it's Wes from Naked and Afraid, the assassin. You know, the fans nicknamed me the assassin because of all the game that I killed in South Africa. And today, I'm killing it in the kitchen. The Assassin Lives. Yeah, I just came out with my own cookbook. It's got 23 recipes, one guest recipe by Gwen Grimes, Grizzly Gwen. I've got 22 other recipes in here. I've got cameo photos from a lot of your favorite survivalists. It's a good read, and it's a lot of fun. Go to wesharper.com, click on merch. You can pick up a cookbook or a t-shirt or a hat or a coffee cup. Thanks for all the support, guys. And now back to my new Beyonce and the Oh Heck Nah podcast.
Okay, so the medics in America, do you think they could rattle off Celsius just like that? No, because nobody knows Celsius. And people who know Celsius don't know Fahrenheit.
I don't know. But it was 93.3. 93.3?
It was way too low.
Yeah,
whatever her temperature was, it was way too low for her to stay. But the medic says, I must medically tap you because your core body temperature is 93. We're going to round down. 93.
Yeah.
I didn't take her core temperature.
Yeah. I was like, that's not even how you take a core temperature. You know, I was a little confused myself.
So you know her core temperature with a rinky dink thermometer under your arm. Give me a break.
Well, maybe they did something else. They just didn't show it.
Well, they better have.
We'll eventually know or ask.
I did not like that medical tap. About that medical tap rubbed me the wrong way. What rubbed me the wrong way was the way he rattled it off really fast. And the way that he said core body temperature, and I'm like, but you didn't take her core body temperature. What are you leaving out? What's edited out? What's really going on? Now, mind you, you have to remember, at the time, I was worried about his partner having to go as well.
Right. Right, because we didn't know yet.
Right.
She tappers,
We didn't know yet. So they showed her first. And so I was really like, you cannot send my boy home, Amber. Get her a blanket. Go boil some hot water. Warm her body up. That's what I was thinking. Because I've seen it in the past where, you know, people get borderline cold. They put a blanket on them while they take their temperature and they warm up and they stay in the challenge. Mm-hmm. So I was ticked off because I was like, Wes cannot leave.
That would have sucked.
I would have been so mad.
Yeah, for even like Matt and Wes to just be gone like that.
Right. Wes doesn't seem too concerned. And they show Amber being medically tapped and they show Wes saying, well, that's a medical tap. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, she didn't tap, so I get to stay in the game. Mind blown again.
What?
And then, of course, my mind went to Gwen, and then they start showing Gwen about to be medically tapped, and I didn't even care anymore because I care about her safety. I want her to be medically tapped. I want her to go because I'm worried about her safety, and now I know that Matt's not leaving.
Right.
Because they showed Amber first, so all my fears were gone. I wish they would have done it kind of like simultaneously, so we both think that both Matt and Wes were leaving, because if y'all would have done that, if y'all would have made me think that both Matt and Wes were leaving and did the editing where you think that both of them are getting tapped out because their partners got tapped out, I probably would have broken my TV. I would have thrown something at it. I would have been overwhelmed with emotions, and that would have been such great TV. I would not even been mad at you if I would have broken my TV because I was mad about that. And then be like, oh, well, thank God Matt and Wes are still there. I broke my TV. It's okay.
Yeah, you would have broke your TV. I believe you.
I really do. I would have broken my TV, but it was great. The show was great. What was your favorite part, Debbie? It was so good.
Dan's shorts. I'm kidding.
No, you're not. Besides that,
I don't know. There were so many good points. One of my favorites. What's your favorite?
My favorite part was when Matt was just like, you can't trust Jeff. I mean, everything about Matt being a little bit more bolder, you know, going to tell people off.
Mm-hmm. I would say, too, when he went to ask Waz to trade, you know, and Waz, how they blurped it out, but no, I don't know if I can watch your knives. I was like,
that was you.
So sexy.
Wait, hang on. We're forgetting the most important part of the entire show. Did you see how big Waz freaking was?
Yes.
Do they have Wheaties?
Or do they eat?
They have Wheaties in Australia? Is there something else? Is there an Australian food that we don't know about to bulk up like that?
Well, and I thought, too, do they try to, you know, put on weight before the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You could tell.
Yes, you could. Was, we noticed. Good job. I don't know how you did it, but, you know, that's amazing. Was looks good when he goes into insertion, after it's stretched, when he's smaller. He looks good either all way. The time. Bulked up the way he was, I was like, dang. But I was proud of him too. I mean, that takes a lot of work to make that kind of bulk. So, and I think it was the perfect blend of muscle and body fat. It wasn't just muscle because, you know, people who have a lot of muscle and no fat have a hard time with their hydration and all that. So good job, Waz.
Yeah. Perfect. I think he looked perfect.
Yes, I think he looked perfect too. There was a lot of faces in there that I loved. I loved everybody, but there's some faces that I'm missing. I would have loved to see the Black Cowboy. I was really kind of surprised that, you know, either Trish or Jen wasn't there. I got to throw that out there again. I'm shocked that Jen and Trish weren't there.
At least one of them.
At least
that
one
would have been good. Waltz is good. Jake doesn't belong there. I know he wouldn't go back out, but does he belong there?
Yes, Jake belongs there.
I thought he was great. Yeah.
But Jake retired.
So?
Maybe he didn't know there was $100,000.
I think he belongs there.
I think he belongs there. He definitely belongs there.
Yeah.
Jake belongs everywhere. This is what I want to let everybody know. Last one standing is a competition. We are going to rate. We are going to talk about your skills. We are going to talk about your strategies. It's no holds bar right now. We love you. We respect you as a survivalist. But now we're going to talk about the way you play the game.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, oh, my God. It's already started. It's just going to get better.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of, like Jeff said, you know, I'm going to play nice, but I'm still going to play the game. I know Wes had said, you know, he's not going to compromise himself, the kind of man he is.
Compromise. Is that what you're saying?
Compromise, yeah.
Compromise.
Compromise. The man he is.
Right.
You know, but I feel like you're going to have to eventually, you know what I mean? If it's you, if like single-wise, you know, and it's down to it, like he once said, right? You know what I'm saying? He said, sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit. So, in his own words. Yes. I mean, you might have to.
Sometimes you have to risk it to get the biscuit is your favorite saying from Waz.
Yes. That's
my favorite. Yes. Guys, we love you. You know, I'm upset that Gwen is gone, but she couldn't help it. I'm upset that Amber's already gone, but I think the medics took her out too early, which it still confuses me. I don't blame Amber.
Yeah, I don't have to look at it again, but maybe it's the editing, though. You know,
it better be. it should better be the editing, y'all. So we have more shows coming up. This is going to be a great season, competition-wise. There's nobody in the lead right now. I mean, I guess you could say Jeff is in the lead because he has the most tools.
He does.
Jeff is in the lead with Stacy. So Stacy and Jeff are on top right now. And I guess I would say Dan and Chini are on the bottom because they didn't get much airtime. But you know what? It's about that slow con. They're going to be coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about the slow con. Sure. Let's make it look like Dan and Chini aren't doing much. But I'm not worried. Are you worried, Debbie?
No, I'm not worried at all. I think one time he wanted to get wood in the morning and it started raining and then the limb fell off the tree.
Yeah.
I'm not worried at all.
Yeah.
Are you probably
got hit by the limb?
Yes. I'm like, he can probably, without a tool, survival tool, he could probably still make a bow. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just surprises me.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, there's plenty of bows. There's plenty of tools out there. We got competitions coming up. They're going to be moving in, you know, in a few days. On this next episode, we will see them migrate. I'm sure of it. So let's stay in there. Root for your favorites. Again, right now, who's your favorite to win? Based on the show, not based on emotions, based on the show, what you saw, who do you have winning?
Winning. I'm going to go with Waz.
Me too.
I'm going to go with Waz.
Mm-hmm. His little speech and him having the bow and then him sharing the bow means a lot. And they were like, yeah, if we get anything, we're going to share with him because he gave us the bow. So right now I'm going with Waz. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to put Dan and Chini on the bottom based on the show, not based on the guts, not based on what I know is going to happen, because we know he's still going to be there later on. But based on the show, we're going to have to put Dan and Chini on the bottom. There's nobody else.
Yeah. I agree. And you know, they have that scene where Dan's like by himself looking over the cliff. No.
What the heck is that? They planned that out. I don't know what that is. I don't know why they had that drone up there doing that, but it is the best shot ever.
I'm like, is that how the show ends? You can just tell me now.
So, oh, like he's the winner of it all. And he's standing there like, I've won everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you think it is?
With a little flower. I mean, yeah.
Oh, you think that's his winning stance, huh?
Mm-hmm. So they put the winner looking up at there. All by himself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Or it could mean that he's, you know, really upset about losing. He's screaming over a cannon.
No. Don't talk like that yet. Don't say that.
But you know what? That's a really good point. That's a really good point. That's like his winning stance.
Yeah.
They would never
I like that.
I like it too, but they would never be that obvious.
Well, maybe they want you to think that and that's not what's going to happen. But maybe
like
it is.
A double cross? Like it's a double cross? Yeah. Y'all better
never
not double cross me.
We'll see.
I keep threatening people with stuff like, oh, it better not be that way. You better not do this. Who am I threatening? I have no idea because I talk big because I'm sitting back here. I'm an armchair survivalist sitting comfy back here. So I'm actually on vacation taking care of a little business. But can you tell I got a little sun?
Yeah, you can.
I got a little sun. I did a little outdoor work today. So I had a great time, but cannot wait till next week. It's on. You better bring it, Waz.
Yeah. Oh, I had a question for you. Hmm. I don't know. I don't think they're new. Like, oh, maybe they are new. The names they gave everybody. You like all the names?
Yeah, like the
goat. They labeled all one. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
What would you call yourself?
If I was out on the show, what would I call myself?
Yeah, if you could pick your own name.
The Big Talker.
The Big Talker?
Yes. Is that good?
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. The Big Talker.
The Big Talker. Yeah. What would your name be?
Debbie Link. Yeah. Debbie Link. That's
Debbie Link.
That's what my name would be. Debbie Link. Maybe the Tapper.
The Tapper.
That'd be my name.
No, we got to think of a name for you. The Talker.
The Rambler.
The Rambler?
No, the Rambler.
The Enthusiast.
The Confused One?
No, the Enthusiast. I don't know.
The Enthusiast, yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, the happy one. The joyful one. Yeah. All that. In the middle of this podcast, I don't know if you noticed, we had a special commercial from Wes Harper, the Assassin. And we are going to be doing a giveaway. We are going to be giving away one cookbook by Wes Harper to somebody. And all you have to do is like a post. Right, Debbie?
Yeah, like a post.
That's it. We're going to make a post, like it, and you can win it. So please make sure you like, follow, subscribe, everything on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. Like us, follow us, give us a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, Debbie, are watching and listening, but they're not liking or commenting.
Yeah. What's up with that? I mean, if they're listening, they like us.
Yeah, but you need to click the little button.
We need you to push like. Yeah. And you get a cookbook. Yeah.
Yes. Don't let me catch you listening and not liking. Because, you know, I like to talk big. I'm a big talker. I won't do anything.
A big talker.
I won't do anything but except complain. But anyway, we're out. Thank you so much. We love you. And we
cannot wait. Thank you. Yep, episode 2 is coming.
episode 2. I love you, Debbie.
We'll see you. Love you.
Bye.